All right. Let's land this thing. It's 46 past the hour. I am Mark Maron. I am in Sam Cedar's chair. All right. Let me take a quick call. Pedro, New Brunswick, you still there?
I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
I'm here.
What's on your mind, man? It's Mark Maron. You're talking.
First, I want to give you some gay love.
Oh, thank you.
I know you. I could hear how upset you were over Glenn's call. So
I've been beat up.
I know, and I thought it was unfair. And I'm just going to say two things. One is, I'm gay, and I'm in the gay community, and I'm also Hispanic, and I have HIV. So I think I outrank Glenn. Okay, first of all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So trust what I have to say right now. I'm involved in like gay media and gay activism, and so when when I talk to gay folks who are Black, Hispanic, Asian, their attitudes towards the what I will refer to as the F word is different from like most white gay guys. Because if you're Black or gay, or if you're Black and Hispanic or anything else, when you hear somebody call you a faggot, the only thing that matters is, does he have a baseball bat in his hand?
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So I was driving down, a buddy of mine was giving me a lift, and we were listening to the radio. And he, he's in a punk rock scene with me, and he just reaches to the radio and switches it off disgustedly and says, "I don't, enough of this faggot bleep."
Right.
There's a pause, and then he pats my thigh and said, "I'm sorry, Pedro," but he didn't have to do it because I understood the context.
Right.
And so Glenn, was really upset, obviously, and he just puked his upsetness over you, over the word. And he just couldn't understand the possible context. And I understand, why he was upset. But this was an example of two people who should be on the same side.
Yeah.
Not communicating or hearing. And
I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you're saying, because I think that's true. I think that anything can be said hatefully. And certainly it's not a word that I have in regular usage. And I understand the sensitivity to it, but I think he misread me. But I appreciate your call, Pedro. Take care, man. Look, folks, the troops on the ground in Iraq have their own opinions about how that war is being fought. On my old show, I built a relationship with a very outspoken soldier. He has worked as an ethics trainer on the ground there. He's shared his thoughts with us about the war in a very candid way that I appreciate. He's here with us now to discuss some new trends in recruiting. Given that there may be a troop surge, it could mean up to 50,000 soldiers. It's an important topic. It's nice to speak with you again, Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph.
Thanks for having me on the show, Mr. Maron. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, man. So thank you for being here too, Lieutenant. There's a lot of talk about a troop surge of 50,000 people, and the Army is already allowing people with only a ninth grade education in criminal records, drug busts. I mean, what's next here, really?
Mr. Maron, you're seeing this as such a negative thing, and I think this is a positive thing. This is the Army's way. We see it as a willingness to take chance on people that America has forgotten.
Uh-huh.
I mean, criminal records don't mean anything in Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, your parole officer can't follow you to Afghanistan unless he's under 35 and willing to give 3 to 5 years of fairly loyal service to the world's greatest fighting force.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and people with drug busts, if you want to trip out, there's no better drug than being in 135-degree heat with a sandstorm going. You'll see all kinds of crazy, trippy things.
Uh-huh.
You know, and in Iraq, you don't need a diploma.
You can
forget, hard old algebra. You don't need that in Iraq because there's no math. All you need to do is be able to count, and not even a lot. just basic counting, and there's no reading.
Yeah.
Forget reading.
Right. I think wasn't algebra invented in Iraq? Or wasn't algebra from the Arab world? Do you know or you don't know? Wait.
I'm not really sure.
Okay,
We don't do a lot of talking.
All right, so now, but you're obviously targeting youth. I mean, I've talked to you before. You guys give out free PlayStation games and chocolate bars. I mean, that's true, right?
It's not that we're targeting youth. That's just, again, how much we care, how much the Army cares about people. Because Bank of America, they don't give video games to their employees.
Yeah.
You know, if you get injured in service in the Army, we give you free chocolate bars.
Yeah.
All the chocolate bars you want.
Yeah.
At your job, if you get hurt, do you get free chocolate bars?
But look, Lieutenant, no disrespect here, but I mean, but when you get hurt on the job in an office, it's usually a paper cut. It's not mortar or shrapnel in your chest.
Shrapnel's just like a bunch of paper cuts, really.
I'm not going to argue about the pain ratio, but I mean I have to probably disagree with you. Now I have heard now that the Army is cold calling people to join. I mean, now doesn't that cross a line?
No, because again, I'm offering people the chance to be Army strong. Like just the other day, I spoke to a very nice kid in Texas named Jerry McQuilkin. He's very bored. All he does is lie around all day watching TV.
Just
around in bed. Never gets to go outside. Never play catch. You know, I'm giving him a chance to go outside of his little special hermetically sealed room and play. The Army's doing that. That's Army love.
Wait. Hermetically sealed. That sounds like a bubble boy. Like the boy was in a bubble. You're that desperate that you're going to try and make a bubble boy join the Army?
I'm not making him do anything. He never got the chance to play Cowboys and Indians as a kid. I'm giving him the chance to play the 2006 version.
How's he supposed to fight? He's in a bubble. I mean, if he gets out of it, he's going to die if he gets out of the bubble.
No, Mr. Marin. We figured it out, all right? We're getting him one of those old-school diving suits with the big metal helmet. It's a little heavy and tough to move in, but it's helping him breathe outside, and it's also solving the Army's body armor shortage. So take that. That's two birds with one stone.
Wow. Yeah. Lieutenant, why are you on my show today?
Well, I consider you a friend, Mark Maron. Uh-huh. And seeing as how you're on the radio, I was hoping that maybe we could have a little radio contest. 23rd caller gets tickets for them and four of their friends to fly to a special concert to see bands like U2, the Rolling Stones, Kanye West, Sheryl Crow, room and board, all expenses paid, lineup subject to change.
Wait, that's really nice. So now all these, if I do this contest, all these people are going to go to the concert together?
No, they won't be at the same concert. It's part of a concert series,
uh-huh.
And caller number 23 gets to see all 3 years' worth of concerts, as well as other events like WWE wrestling,
uh-huh.
Stand-up comedians like Drew Carey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also take callers 24 and 25 and 26 and callers 1 through 100. And if anyone calls in with the phrase it pays, and the phrase it pays is, sign me up for a tour.
No, a tour of duty. That's not a concert series. These are people that do USO tours. I'm not stupid. You can't have a radio contest on my show where the prize is Army Service Lieutenant.
That's better than that. That's better than winning a Ford Mustang.
Look, Lieutenant, I appreciate your candor, and I appreciate you being on the show. I will talk to you again, despite the fact that I find some of the stuff you tell me disturbing. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Praise the praise.
All right. Oh, my God. All right, so that was Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph, who... I'm grateful for the relationship that we have, but you know, sometimes when you hear the truth about this stuff, it gets very disturbing. Hey, let's take a Jenna in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Do you remember me?
Yes, of course I do. You're out of the hospital, I'm assuming.
Yes, I am. I'm at home.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh, wow. You know, we don't get Sam Cedar till midnight, and I don't usually listen, but I don't know, something told me to turn on last night. It took like one second, I knew your voice.
Yeah.
So I stayed up till 3 a.m. I had to listen to the whole show. You know, it was just like a fix.
Uh-huh.
It was so good.
Oh, that's great. So you've been hanging on the phone for like a couple hours too, right? Just like the old days when you were in the hospital.
Wasn't complaining either because, you know, now I get to hear you during the day, you know, to make a habit out of this.
Yeah, so everything's okay with you? I mean, let me just tell our listeners, during the morning sedition, Jenna was in the hospital with some issues, and she used to listen on the phone in the hospital because when she was put on hold, she could hear us, and everything's okay?
Yeah, but see, there was an upside to that because you had me on quite often.
I know.
And I take a little bit of credit for the special with Comedy Central because, you told me, you said Stephen Colbert is going to be on today. And I want you to come on and talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you remember? And
yeah.
I really talked you up. So
yeah.
I think maybe that's what led to this special.
I have no doubt, Jenna, that you are that powerful.
And not only that, you know, there's something that's been bothering me. You know, like, I missed our birthday.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to call and wish you happy birthday on our birthday.
You're on September 27th, too?
Yeah, we went through this before.
I'm sorry.
Then you asked me if I was a Libra also.
Of course. Well, you would have to be.
Well, no, but you said, well, are you a Libra also?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry I missed your birthday. And you can always email me through my website, Jenna.
Well, one thing is that, no, I have something I want to send you. It's pretty special. But I got to, like a career plan for you.
Yeah.
Which is that, you know, just now Al Franken, he moved his show here.
Right.
And he has this pretty good co-host named Billy Preston. He's like the straight guy. Like, he's really smart. He knows all the answers. He knows a lot more than Al does.
Yeah.
And Al has to be the comedian.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But then, like, maybe Al is going to step down. And so I'm so glad to talk to you because, you know, I have this plan that you would just, like, be able to fill the void because, you know, that would just be great, like Burns and Allen.
So you want to be my sidekick? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want Billy, this Billy guy who's...
All right, well, look, I gotta end the show, Jenna, and I will definitely talk to... if I can figure out who's in charge here at Air America, I will talk to them. Thank you, Jenna. It was sweet talking to you. Call me again during the week. Tomorrow we got who, Brendan?
Janine Garofalo will be
Janine
here.
Janine Garofalo.
Rabbi Niles Goldstein, who is going to talk about Gonzo Judaism. And you got this guy, Daniel Borishoff, who's the president and founder of the American Institute on Philanthropy. Tell people how to do good things.
Nice!
Yeah, and I think a call from a little guy named Jim Earl.
Oh, as somebody else, perhaps. Thank you, folks. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Marin Infraceder, 57 past.
Sam Seder on Air America Radio.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8768. 800-953-8768.